Judges chapter 15. This morning we'll look at verses 9 and following. But if you remember, this chapter is about God avenging Samson and the Israelites and bringing vengeance upon the Philistines for their behavior. We've seen two of the causes already dealt with in verses 1 through 8. We'll see the third cause here in verses 9 and following, and then we'll find this great miracle in verses 18 through 20. Let us read Judges 15, 9 through 20. Let us hear God's word. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, "Why are ye come up against us?" And they answered, "To bind Samson are we come up, to do him as he hath done to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam, and said to Samson, "Knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is it that that thou hast done unto us?" And he said unto them, "As they did unto me, so have I done unto them." And they said unto him, "We are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines." And Samson said unto them, "Swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves." And they spake unto him, saying, "No, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand. But surely we will not kill thee." And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, "With the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men." And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramath Lehi. And he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, "Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof an Hakori, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years." This ends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Here, again, in verses 9 through 17, we see this third cause in which God avenges the Jews against the Philistines. We see Samson pursued by the Philistines after he had killed many of them with a great slaughter in verse 8. They having attacked him for putting the firebrands on the tails of the foxes, as you remember, children. He did that because the Philistines had put his wife and her father to death. He did that because his father-in-law wouldn't allow him to have his wife. Having done that, the Philistines then kill his wife and father-in-law rather than come after him. He's not happy with that. He then creates a great slaughter and kills many of the Philistines single-handedly. This is really somewhat miraculous that this man could catch all these foxes, put firebrands in their tails, tie their tails together. Then he kills all these men. And then he goes up to this mount, and the Philistines come after him in verses 9 and 10. Then in verse 11, we find him betrayed by men of Judah. These men are degenerate men. These men are cowards. They have a great leader in their land, and they're afraid of pursuing their liberty. They're unwilling to fight for their liberty against the Philistines who are oppressing them. No, rather, they say, let us bind you so they can deal with you. So they're very happy being in bondage. They blame him for what he did against the Philistines when in fact he says, I've just executed judgment. And clearly with the miraculous power he was given, it's very clear that the judgment he gave was God's judgment upon the Philistines, the enemies of God. But we see him tamely yielding to them in verses 12 and 13. He shows a great example of meekness, but he's going to use it as an opportunity to slaughter many more Philistines. And then we see him making this great slaughter against the Philistines in verses 14 and 15. He breaks his bonds miraculously in verse 14. He brings a great destruction upon them. Matthew Henry says this is in fulfillment of Joshua 23:10, where we read, one of you shall chase a thousand. And so he kills this great number of a thousand men with the jawbone of an ass. Not a very competent weapon of warfare. And he likely killed these men who had swords readily on their thigh. So again, you see the miraculous power that God gives this man. Then we find Samson in verses 16 and 17 celebrating this victory. He writes a short song, and then he names the place in which this has taken place, relative, and uses a word that speaks of a jawbone. And then we have this great miracle in verses 18 and 20. You can imagine Samson might be a little thirsty after using a jawbone against men with swords and killing a thousand of them. Josephus comments in his work that the Jews believed Samson was chastened for the glory that he gave to himself in his song, where he says, I have slain a thousand men. And so that at some level this was a chastening that God gave him, that he didn't have readily available water immediately following this great slaughter. But we find Samson praying, though proud, we find him praying and asking for water. And his argument is, if I don't have some, I'm susceptible of falling into the hands of the Philistines. I'm so weak that the Philistines are going to get me. And you wouldn't want me, the representative of your people, to be taken by these uncircumcised, uncovenanted people, the Philistines. And so then we find God giving him relief in verse 19a. It looks like, as you read it in the King James, that somehow there was some water in this jaw, and somehow it opened up, and Samson drank some water that's somehow in this jawbone. But when you look at the word for Hebrew, for the word jaw, and then for the word that Samson entitles this place, and Hakori, most commentators suggest that it likely this word jaw could have been translated with this word of the name that he calls it, and so they basically think that likely there was a fountain that sprung up from the ground. Still remarkable. Now, I don't think we should deny the possibility of God doing a miracle and causing water to come forth from a jawbone, but I think it's more likely that it came forth from the land. And then we see Samson here memorializing that place and naming the place in Lehi in which this fountain sprung forth as an Hakori. And then we find in verse 20 that Samson judged for 20 years. He ruled and was a military leader of the people for 20 years in Israel.